Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear sisters. Welcome back to our weekly Iman Booster series on having an Islamic character in turbulent times, being brought to you by Ikna Sisters. Last week, we talked about the importance of gaining knowledge, because through the knowledge, we will know why and how to be successful in both worlds. In this session, we will go over some realities of life that will help us understand the purpose of our lives and the reason why our character and behavior are so important for our success, inshallah. Imagine that you are a civil engineer and you're given a project to build a long road from point A to point B. Also imagine that between these two points, there is a forest, a swamp, and a mountain. When you start your planning, do you get upset at the forest or at the swamp or at the mountain? Of course not. This is the terrain that you've been given. Your expertise as a civil engineer is going to be measured by how you get this road built despite all these challenges. You will have to try the most efficient ways to build this road and get the job done. We'll come back to this example. One of the often mentioned names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim, the Most Wise. He has not created anything in vain or for no reason at all. Allah has stated this in several places in the Quran. I'll just mention a few for our benefit. In Surah Anbiya, Ayah 16, Allah says, which means, "We created not the heavens and the earth and all that is between them for a mere play." In Surah Ali Imran, Ayahs 190 and 191, Allah says, which means, "Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and the day are signs for those of understanding, ulul albab, who remember Allah while standing or sitting or on their sides and give thought to the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Lord, you did not create this aimlessly. Exalted are you, then protect us from the punishment of the fire." So the first reality is that we are created for a reason. These ayahs clearly state that, and so the believers that ponder admit that there is wisdom in Allah's creation. Allah has told us that the creation of the heavens and earth and of life and death is for the purpose of testing human beings to see which of us are the best in deeds. Allah is just and He will judge us according to our actions. So we need to know how to be muttaqeen, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who develop the Islamic character always and especially when we're going through these trials. One of the greatest reasons for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind is to affirm His oneness, His tawheed, and to worship Him alone without any associate. And Allah again stated this very clearly in Surah Dhariyat, Ayah 56. "And I, Allah, created not the jinn and mankind except that they should worship me." So part of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is passing the trials and the tribulations that come our way. In Surah Baqarah, Ayahs 155 and 156, Allah says, which means, "You shall certainly be tried and tested in your wealth and properties and in yourselves. And certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to the patient, those who say, when afflicted with a calamity, we belong to God and to Him we shall return." So the believer will be tested according to the degree of his faith. And when his faith is strong, the test is hard. We know that the prophets, peace be upon them all, had to go through the hardest tests since they were the most pious people to walk on the earth. Their stories teach us what kind of character we need to have in order to be successful in the trials of life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the best of character, and he is our role model for everything. Also, we should take great comfort in knowing that we will only be tested according to our capacity. Each test is custom designed for us. So going back to the civil engineer example, each of our terrain of life is different, and the challenges are according to our abilities, our specific strengths, because Allah says so clearly in Surah Baqarah, Ayah 286, which means, Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. He gets rewarded for that which he has earned, and he's punished for that which he has earned. So these trials, these challenging terrains in life are inevitable and are from the knowledge and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Taghabun, Ayah 11, Allah says, which means, no misfortune ever befalls unless it be by Allah's permission. And whosoever has faith in Allah, Allah directs his heart along the right path. Allah has knowledge of everything. In Surah Baqarah, Ayah 214, Allah gives us the reality check again by saying, which means, or do you think that you will enter paradise while such trial has not yet come to you as came to those who passed on before you? They were touched by poverty and hardship and were shaken until even their messenger and those who believed with him said, when will come the help of Allah? Unquestionably, the help of Allah is near. Another reality of this life is that there is death. In Surah Anbiya, Ayah 35, Allah says, which means, every soul will taste death, and we test you with evil and with good as trial, and to us you will be returned. In Surah Rahman, Ayahs 26 and 27, Allah clearly tells us that again, whosoever is on it will perish, and the face of your Lord, full of majesty and all honor, will remain forever. This ayah shows that every soul that exists on the earth shall die. It is very crucial that we are connected with this reality that whoever came to earth will have to return to the Creator. We see death around us all the time, yet we forget that we will also die. And we are so preoccupied with the worldly life without giving much thought to the afterlife. Our hearts should be connected with Allah first and then with His creation, so that we do not lose ourselves when our loved ones return to their Creator before us, or if Allah takes back any of our blessings. Tests and trials will be a part of our everyday lives. Good times and blessings are a test as well to see how we will use them in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get His closeness and pleasure. So let's look within to see if we're using our blessings accordingly. And then we will also be tested with the loss of something or someone. In future sessions, inshallah, we will go over some trials in more detail. So stay tuned. Allah is all wise and all knowledgeable. He knows exactly what will happen, when and why it will happen. Similarly, for the tests that are put in our way, He knows the reason behind them. Sometimes we might understand the reason behind our tests, but other times we might not. But we have to completely trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will never do anything to harm us, and that there has to be something good in these tests for us. Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us this trust in Allah when he said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Sufficient for us is Allah, and He is the best disposer of affairs. This affirmation is in Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 173. And this is the positive attitude Quran and Sunnah teach us to have. Alhamdulillah. Remember, we are the civil engineers of our lives. It is our job to get the road built, the road to successful, purposeful, and joyful life, despite the challenges. We are in charge of this, and no one else can do this for us except us. As a Muslim, it's our job to live the life according to the guidelines of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fulfilling the purpose of being Allah's slaves and His Khalifa on earth, despite all the tests that we experience on our way. The irritating and perhaps toxic people in our life, the adverse and difficult situations that we are exposed to, the losses that we face, these are the forest, the swamp, and the mountains in our path. We don't need to get upset at them. We just have to figure out how we're going to get our road built, meaning walk on the straight path towards Allah in spite of them. It is very important as a Muslim to invest in the process of life. Take one day at a time and not worry about the outcome, because the result is not in our control. We need to do our best, and the result is in Allah's hands, and we will be rewarded for our efforts and not the result. Another point to remember is that Allah might not remove our pain during the challenging times, but He will surely help us through that pain. Also, pain is not the destination, but it is part of our journey of life. There are lots of resources for our benefit to benefit from during these trials, so make sure you seek those out when you need them. Don't be in a victim mode. Rather, be in a proactive mode where you're asking yourself, what is Allah trying to teach me through this situation in my life? Be a person of dua and hope while constantly returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practice positive emotion. Keep looking for the silver lining. Don't look at the door that just closed, but rather look at all the doors that have opened as a result of that one door closing. I will end with the hadith reminder, which is narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, reported by Hakim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us, take benefit of five before five, your youth before your old age, your health before your sickness, your wealth before your poverty, your free time before you're preoccupied, and your life before your death. O Allah, benefit me with what you have taught me, and teach me that which benefit me, and increase me in knowledge. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ. We will be back next week, inshallah, with another episode of this weekly Iman Booster series. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.